Welcome. Good morning. Let's take a seat on our mats. So get comfortable. Begin the practice with our breath. Begin to pay attention to your breath. If you were to sit here for the next hour and do nothing but this, you would feel better. But we'll add movement to it to free tightness in the body as we continue to be aware of our breath. Eventually come into a place of nice deep relaxation. Let your head drop down and roll from side to side. Come back to center now. Bring hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now, as you inhale, circle your arms up and into the sky. As you exhale, let them drift slowly back down. And keep your eyes closed, or you can open them, whatever you like. This is your experience. One more time. Let's inhale, reaching the arms up to the sky. This time, as we exhale, we'll fold forward, touching hands down on the mat. Let's step our feet back and come to downward facing dog. We push back as far as we can from the hands, pressing heels up and down. In this moment, take inventory of your body. What places are a little tight, just craving an opening? Let's walk our hands back to our feet as we fold into a forward bend. Every pose will be your interpretation of it. Find what feels good in your body. We're each different. Now walk your hands forward again. Find your way back to downward facing dog. And set your knees onto the mat. Slip your hips into your heels and drag your hands back towards your knees. As you inhale, come up onto the knees, reaching to the sky. And then fold forward and keep flowing like that. One more time, let's rise up and reach to the sky. And now as we fold forward, we settle into an extended child's pose as a reminder that you can always choose to stop and rest at any time. We'll come back here together later, but it's always available for you. Now dig your toes into the floor, lift your hips to the sky, step into downward facing dog, and step your right foot forward. Left knee touches the mat, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands back down to the mat, and the right foot steps back. We'll move our shoulders directly above our wrists now, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, roll your shoulders back, reach your heart forward, cobra, and hips to heels, child's pose. Again, the toes dig down into the mat, hips lift to the sky, and now we step the left foot forward. The right knee touches down, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, the hands come back down, and the left foot steps back. A shift forward, we come to kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale and rise into cobra. And then slip your hips back again to your heels, child's pose. And as we turn toes into the floor and hips to the sky, we're back to downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise all the way up, sun breath. Reaching to the sky, and then exhale, folding down again, flowing with your breath. Now rise up one more time. Bring your hands into your heart. Look down. Make sure you're standing at the very top end of your mat. Sun salutation. Inhale. Arms reach. Sink your hips down and back. Chair pose. And then come back up again. If you'd like, you can even curve back a little bit here. And then dive down. With an inhale, lift up halfway. And then set your hands to the mat. Step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circle to the sky. And then hands return to the mat. And the left foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, go back to downward facing dog. Take your right leg up and into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And the hands return to the mat. We step the left foot up to join the right. Nice big inhale as we reach for the sky. And then we'll slip down into chair. Back up into the air again. Choose to lean back if you want to. And dive down. Inhale and come up halfway. And then bring your hands to the mat. Now step your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Circling the arms up. And then back down again. And the right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Now it's left leg up and into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And we touch the hands back onto the mat. Right foot steps up to the front. Inhale, rise. And sink down, chair pose. Back up into the sky. Once again, if you like that little curve back, you can take that. And then swoop down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Now we bring our hands to the mat. Let's walk our feet back as we step into downward facing dog. Take a nice deep breath here. Take another inventory of your body. How are things feeling now? Are you starting to loosen up some of those tight spots? And remember to stay focused on your breath. So let's begin our standing flows now. Take your right leg up and into the sky. Step the right foot forward, your back foot flat down as we step into warrior one. Arms reach to the sky. And then just feel your breath. Can you taste the texture of your breath? Can you feel it moving in and out of your body as you breathe in and breathe out? In this warrior one, spread your arms wide, parallel to the floor. And cross your right arm over your left. Either hug your shoulders or wrap your arms together. And then we'll step onto the right foot, wrapping the left leg around the right leg, eagle pose. And keep the legs wrapped as the arms reach up to the sky, crossing at the wrists overhead. And then unwrap the legs, drop the arms down to your sides. And let's take a little twist side to side with our arms swinging away from the body. And then slow your twist down. And then take a big inhale, reaching up to the sky. Exhale, fold forward. Slip your right foot behind your left, crossing your ankles. And then straighten up your legs a bit until you feel a nice stretch in the backs of your legs. Hanging forward, making it comfortable for you. A nice challenge, but not painful. Take your hands to the mat. Step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. It's your experience, so customize it to what feels good for you. Now in this lunge, let's take one very deep bow, reaching your arms back behind you as you bow forward. Now hands come to the mat and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. And now take your left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, back foot flat down, warrior one. Again, reach your arms wide open, parallel to the floor. Feel your heart center spread wide open as you do. And cross your left arm over your right, hugging shoulders or wrapping the arms together. And then step onto the left foot. Wrap your right leg around your left leg, eagle pose. Wings rise up, crossing at the wrists above your head. And then unwrap the legs, drop hands to your sides, little twist side to side. Let your arms fly. And then they slow down. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, pour forward. As hands come to the mat, slip your left foot behind your right, crossing the ankles, and then straighten up the legs until you feel that stretch, wherever that is for you. With hands on the mat, reach your left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Start with a firm foundation, let it grow from there. And then a nice deep bow, reaching the arms down and back as we bow forward. Now hands come to the mat, we step the right foot back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And then take your exhale back to downward facing dog. And reach your right leg up into the sky. Step or help your right foot forward as you come to lunge or kneeling lunge. Once you have that lunge nicely established, let your arms swing, one arm to the front and one arm to the back. You can let your lunge kind of bounce up and down a little if you like. Now both arms to the back. And then as you swing arms to the front, step forward. Bend your knees, arms swing down and back and then up to the sky. One more time, we come up and we circle arms round and round. Hands reach up, slide hands into the heart, slide your feet together, chair pose. Now let's add a twist. Take your right elbow between your knees and then hop it over to the outside of your left knee. The twist spiraling around to the left. Let's keep our hands in a prayer for this part. So in just a moment, we'll make a transition where we turn this twisting chair into a twisting lunge. If you can, you can stay in the twist, but if you need to touch the floor to steady yourself, feel free to do that. Also, when we step back, if you feel you can balance, you can extend your right leg in the air for a little while. So step onto your left foot now and step your right foot back and turn your twisting chair into a twisting lunge. And then if you want to spread your arms wide open, feel free to do that. The twist wrap back around, hands come to the mat, left leg to the sky behind you. Reach up nice and tall. And then bring your left knee under your body, plank pose. Hold with your knee and foot hovering above. Now cross your left foot under your body and lay it to the right side of your mat. Step onto your right foot, right arm to the sky. And come back around. Left leg goes up into the air. Step or help your left foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. And then again, once you have it established, swing your arms, one to the front, one to the back. Both arms to the back. As you swing them to the front, step forward. Bend the knees, swing the arms up and down. Circle round and round. Now as you reach up, hands come to a prayer, slide the feet together, chair pose. Take your left elbow between your knees and then up to the outside of your right knee, a twist to the right. So we'll make that transition again. This time step onto your right foot, extend your left leg back. All the same options as before. And then once you're in the twisting lunge, you can spread your arms wide or you can keep your hands in a prayer. And the twist comes back around. Send your right leg to the sky behind you. Nice and high. And then knee under the body, plank pose. Now cross the right leg all the way over to the left side of your mat. Step down onto the left foot, left arm to the sky. And we come back around again, stepping back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And then exhaling back, downward facing dog. And take your right leg up and into the sky. Take a very big step forward with your right foot. Lay your back foot flat down. We open now to warrior two. Check in with your breath. Stay aware of your breath. Now reach just a little forward. Turn your right hand over, streak it across the sky, come to reverse warrior. Left hand drips down the left leg as we come to this big side bend. Left hand up to meet your right hand. Turn your feet around to the long side of your mat. Then take your arms around behind you. Link your fingers together. Push your hands and shoulders back so your heart spreads wide open and reaches toward the sky. carefully fold this forward. Let your hands tumble down to the ground. Walk your hands around to the front of your mat. Turn your feet so they face the front. And then stand tall. Let's prepare for pyramid pose. Starting with a firm foundation and straight legs, we tip the pelvis forward as we lean over the right leg. Find that place that feels just right in your body. Take your hands to the mat. Walk your feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. Left leg now to the sky. An equally big step forward with the left foot. Back foot comes flat down, warrior two. Breathing in, breathing out. Reach forward a little, turn your left hand over, sweeping it up and back, reverse warrior. Bring your right hand up to meet your left, turning your feet around to the long side of the mat, and then sweeping hands around behind you where we'll link fingers together, and again push the hands and shoulders back, let your heart spread wide open. And then we spill forward. Come down to the mat. We walk hands around to the front, turning our feet to face forward. Lay the foundation again for pyramid pose. Stand tall. Tip your hips forward as you lean out over the left leg. Little by little, relaxing into your body, into your breath. Loosening up the tight spots, easing out tension. To the mat, walk your feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And take your exhale back, downward facing dog. Right leg up to the sky. Step or help the right foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Once you feel your lunges established, let's again swing arms forward and back. Both arms go back, and as they sweep up to the sky, we step forward. Swing the arms down and back as you bend your knees. And then circle your arms round and round. Hands slide down into the heart, feet slip together, chair pose. Adding the twist, take your right elbow all the way across to the outside of your left knee. Often remembering the options as we transition this twisting chair to a twisting lunge. Step onto your left foot, reach your right foot back, and turn your twisting chair into a twisting lunge. Come back around as hands come to the mat. Send your left leg to the sky. Reach it tall. And bring the knee under your body, plank pose. And cross underneath you as you lay your left foot to the right side of your mat. Right foot comes down, right arm to the sky. Come back around. Send your left leg up into the air. Last part of the flow, step or help your left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then swing our arms forward and back. Take both arms back. As you swing them up, step forward, bend the knees, swing the arms down and back, and up into the sky. Circle arms round and round. Now slide hands into the heart, feet together, chair pose. Twisting, we take the left elbow across to the outside of the right knee as we twist to the right. Step onto your right foot. One more time, we transition. Twisting chair becomes twisting lunge. And come back around. Right leg up into the sky. And then the knee comes under the body as we move forward, plank pose. And then cross the right foot over to the left side of your mat. Left foot comes down, left arm to the sky. Now come back around, step back, and we'll take our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Let's lay our knees onto the mat. Slide our hips into our heels. Lay yourself down to rest in child's pose. Breathe in and breathe out. To the front of your mat, pressing hands down. We curl our toes under our feet and slowly step into downward facing dog. And once you're in downward facing dog, take another inventory of your body. And let's walk our feet up to meet our hands and take a nice slow rise all the way up. And then bring hands to your heart. Step into a little more balancing now. Step onto your right foot. We start today with dancing Shiva pose. Circle your arms into the sky Make index fingers and thumbs loop together in a circle. Then bend your elbows, bend your right knee, and angle your left leg in space out in front. Breathing in. Breathing out. Now straighten up your right leg. Take your left hand on your left knee. Open it out to the side. Another option is to hold your foot and straighten your leg. And then find your way to tree pose by taking your left foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh of your right leg. Your hands might be centered at your heart, or they might branch out to the sky. Make it your interpretation. And then we step down onto 2 feet again, and you take a chance to just move your body a little bit. Now plant your left foot. Let's balance on the left foot. Starting again with dancing Shiva pose, arms circle up, index fingers and thumbs loop together, bending the left knee, right leg out in front. Straighten up the left leg. The right hand takes the knee out to the side. And then find your way to tree pose. Right foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh of your left leg. And then 2 feet to the ground. Again, you can move your body a little bit for a moment. Now, a nice big inhale. Let's reach to the sky. With our exhale, we'll fold forward. Set our hands to the mat. Walk our feet back. And once again, come to child's pose. Knees touch the floor. Hips touch the heels. In this child's pose, we'll add a side bend, walking hands way over to the right. Now walk your hands back to center and walk them way over to the left. And again to the center. And now walk your hands in toward your knees. And we'll take a back bend, camel pose. To make your knees happy, take a little fold in your mat so you have a little extra cushioning for your knees. Step your knees onto that extra thickness, knees wide apart for camel. Curl your toes into the floor and stand up on both knees. Make fists at your low back as you roll your shoulders back and rise up, up and away into your back bend. Carefully bring your camel pose back up again. Take your hands then onto your mat, tiptoe your knees back, and then you can stretch your mat all the way out again. And to relax our back, let's once more set hips into heels and come to child's pose. Breathe in and breathe out. Walk hands in toward the knees again. This time we'll crisscross our ankles. We'll slip right over the tops of our feet as we come down to sit. Stretch your legs straight out in front of you. Let's take a forward bend now. Inhale, reaching up to the sky. And exhale, folding forward. Custom fit it to your own body. Walk our hands up our legs. As we do, let's catch the backs of our thighs and roll down onto the floor. So come to lay on your back now. Give your knees a hug. Enjoy a little rock side to side. Now spread your knees wide open. Take your hands to the floor behind your head. Reach your arms up and then using your abdominal strength, lift right up and through the center of your legs. And then lower down again. Bring the knees together to touch. Reach up, and this time over to the left side of your legs. And then come down. The knees will open, and we'll reach up and into the center. And then down again. Knees touch. Let's reach up and over to the right. Coming down, the knees open, and we reach into the center. Now set your right foot to the floor. Cross your left ankle over your right thigh. Take hands round behind the right leg as you lay your head down. And find a nice deep entry into your left hip in this pigeon pose. Find the tight spots. Ease them out as you breathe in and breathe out. Your right leg up into the sky and use that to swing yourself up to sit. As you come up to sit, let your left foot drop to your inner right thigh. Inhale, reaching up, and exhale, folding over the right leg. Hands up your right leg and roll down onto the floor again. Hug your knees, rock side to side. And then open your knees wide, hands to the floor behind the head. Reach up and into the center. And then come back down, knees touch as we reach up and over to the left. Come down, let your knees open, reach to the center. The knees come together and we reach to the right. And the knees open, we reach to the center. And then the left foot touches the floor, right ankle crosses the left thigh. Let's go deep into the right hip now. Lay your head down, draw the legs in, and breathe out. reach your left leg up into the sky and use that to swing yourself up to sit. Right foot slips down to the inner left thigh. Inhale, rising up. And exhale, pouring over the left leg. Hands up the left leg, rolling down again onto the mat, onto the back, and rock side to side. Open your knees wide, hands to the floor behind your head. Reach up and into the center. And then come down, bring the knees together. Reach up and over to the left. Coming down, we reach again into the center. Lower down, knees touch as we reach to the left. Come down, the knees open. One more time into the center. This time grab the outsides of your feet. Bring them up like they walked across the ceiling as your knees point to the sides of your ribcage. You can rock side to side a little. From here, spread your legs into a great big V. And if you can't reach your feet anymore, you can take your hands to your inner thighs. And bend your knees. Take hands on your knees, draw them back together. And draw circles round and round. Take your circles around the other way. And then find yourself at center and choose an inversion for today. You can lay on your back and reach your legs up into the sky. You could push your feet into the floor and lift your hips up, bridge pose. Maybe take your hips and legs up above your shoulders with support of your hands, a shoulder stand. Or if you have another inversion you safely practice, choose whatever might feel nice today. And breathe in and breathe out. Slowly, gently begin to lay yourself back down onto the mat. And when you've come all the way down again, wrap your arms around your knees. Rock your body side to side. Kick your feet onto the floor. Slip your hands underneath your hips. Stretch your legs out straight, and we'll come to fish pose. Sit up on your fingertips. Tuck your elbows underneath your back, and then let your head lay back as you reach your heart toward the sky. Lifts up, and we let the fish pose return to the mat. Hands come out from underneath us. Now we'll reach our arms to the floor behind our head. Lace your fingers together, turn your palms around, and give yourself a big stretch from one end to the other. And then reach down, take hold of your right knee, hug it in, and then cross it over your body to the left while you turn your head to the right. Take a nice twist. Left hand to slip to the floor. Let the twist roll you over and set you down. See if you need to straighten yourself out a little before we twist the other way. And then again, stretch out through the legs and the arms, lacing your fingers together, reaching into your body. Now we'll take hold of the left leg. Give it a hug and then guide it across you to the right where you turn your head and look to the left. Right hand slips away and that twist rolls you over and again lays you down. Now you may need to straighten yourself out once again. This time, surrender your body to the floor. Close your eyes and come to this final relaxation. Cover up if you feel chilly. Do whatever you need to be comfortable. And take a little inventory of your body. And then just breathe in and breathe out. You may find yourself already in a tremendously peaceful state. If you are, just breathe in and breathe out and be there. If you'd like to use your breath to take you to a more peaceful state, I'll guide you through a few rounds of a relaxation breath. What we'll do is we'll breathe in to a count of four. Hold that breath to a count of seven, and then slowly exhale that breath to a count of eight. If you're following along, breathe in, two, three, four, holding, two, three, four, five, six, seven, exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Five, six, seven. Exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. You can continue with that pattern on your own, or just begin to inhale and exhale in your natural rhythm. As you rest now in a peaceful, relaxed state. Take a very deep breath in. Nice long, slow exhale out. Give yourself a moment now to create your own meaningful closure for your experience today. When you've had that closure, roll yourself over gently onto your right side and take a few breaths there. Breathing in, breathing out. And then find your way back eventually to where we began. Coming back to a comfortable seated position on your mat, offering your gratitude for your yoga practice today. And then just as we began, let's let our head drop down and roll from side to side. Come back to center. Our arms circle up into the sky above us. Our hands connect together. And they come first to our forehead for peaceful thoughts today. and then to our lips for peaceful words, and to our heart for a peaceful heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.